Pokemon Go is sweeping the nation and central and northern New York. In Watertown, the city's public square doesn't see activity in the evening, but recently downtown has been flooded with young people. They're staring at their phones, playing an augmented reality game that has them hunting for cartoon monsters and collecting points. WRVO's Julia Botero met up with some Pokemon Go players in Watertown.
Pokemon!
Tell me about Pokemon Go.
I mean, you click on the Pokemon if you don't have it. I have all of them.
Oh, don't know why they care.
Is there a Pokemon nearby?
Yes, right there. And you try to catch the Pokemon. Yeah, I caught it.
My name is Richard Bake.
None of these people would be out here a week ago. None of these people wouldn't even give each other a second look on the street. But now this game comes out. Hey, you got Pokemon Go.
My name's Craig Meister. I also live in Watertown. I started playing last night at 11 o'clock. And I didn't leave until 6 o'clock this morning. Sitting right here, soda and chips, with like 4 or 5 other people. We stayed up all night. I had to lure the incense and a lucky egg.
Oh, yeah, you're golden. You're going to go for days.
My name is Chris Gravelin. I am probably one of the biggest Pokemon nerds you'll ever meet in your life. It gets people out. It gets them active. It gets people interacting face-to-face. If you're the guy coming with the power strip, you just made a bunch of friends.
Wait, who brought the power strip?
I brought the power strip because this will chew through your phone battery. You dedicate one person a night to bring a power cord, no one's phone dies.
My name is Andrea Michaud.
Have you ever seen this many people out on Public Square at night?
No.
No, I didn't think there was this many people in Watertown. That's why I came down. I wanted to see what was going on.
Like, 6 people I work with, we all walk to work now to play this game on our way to work.
That's a big change in Watertown.
Yeah. We're walking both to and from work.
It's done more in 1 week than Michelle Obama did in 8 years. It's not a diss to her. It's just people really love Pokemon.
Definitely will help fight obesity. Childhood obesity, at least.
Is there, like, an end to this game? I mean, like, how long is this going to last?
This game can go forever. And the best part about this is during the winter, up here, we get feet per hour of snow. It's not going to stop. You're going to have people outside in snow gear looking like they're going snowmobiling, walking around out here. I know I'm going to be one of them.